Lesson 47. Our friend, the dog. Cats usually like the house in which they live better than they like the people who live in it. They will leave a kind mistress and go back to their old homes. But if we are kind to our dogs, they will love us and they will follow us all over the world. Dogs were once wild animals. Wild dogs are still found in some countries. They hunt in packs and feed on the flesh of the animals which they kill. The dog has a long pointed nose, or muzzle. If a dog's nose feels cold and wet, this shows that he is quite well. When he is ill, his nose feels hot and dry. Under the loose skin of a dog, we can feel his strong backbone, and also the muscles or lumps of flesh by which he moves his leg and all other parts of his body. The dog has 5 toes on each of his forefeet, but only 4 toes on each hind foot. Each toe has a strong nail or claw, with which the dog can scratch and dig in the ground. Perhaps you have seen him digging a hole and burying in it the bones which he has not finished eating. The cat has sheaths or cases into which it draws back its claws when they are not wanted. The dog has not. For this reason, a dog's claws are never sharp like those of the cat. The dog cannot walk so quietly as the cat. For although his feet have soft pads under the toes, the points of the hard claws strike against the ground and make a noise when he walks or runs.